With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Nova Scotia Health is reminding people that COVID-19, influenza, and RSV are still active and must be considered when visiting loved ones this holiday season. In a release, they say masks must be worn at all times in all provincial health facilities, and the number of visitors patients can have will depend on where they're being treated and what they're being treated for. Only people identified by a patient as an essential care partner, support person, or caregiver can visit a patient in hospital. Children and youth under 19 in outpatient settings, hospital inpatients, patients in emergency departments, those with prenatal visits, including ultrasounds, ambulatory care clinics, appointments or procedures, and patients with COVID-19 infection may receive only one essential care partner or support person at a time. Two essential care partners are permitted for children and youth under 19 admitted to hospital or having day surgery, for patients in intensive care units and critically ill patients in emergency departments, and patients in labor and giving birth. Those in palliative care and other patients nearing the end of life or patients receiving medical assistance and dying may receive up to three essential care partners at a time. In a release, Nova Scotia Health says people with compromised immune systems are relying on the facilities to ensure a safe and healthy place in which to receive treatment, rest, and recover, and that healthcare workers take precautions every day to prevent getting sick or passing illness on to patients. Nova Scotia Health asks, when visiting loved ones under provincial care this holiday season, to bear in mind that general masking requirements create a healthier environment, reducing the strain on care teams and the healthcare system as a whole. More information can be found at the Nova Scotia Health website. A link is provided on our webpage. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.